Welcome back to the Midday Show. And it's such a rare gift to be able to talk to Fiona Prynne. There's a new concert, well, it's a hybrid film. It's part concert film and then kind of part
We
of
can call it a
describe.
concert documentary, I think.
Okay, I like that description. This radio station, for your edification, is in the Hudson Valley in upstate New York. And this area, among many others, as you may guess, since it's so steeped in music and Americana music history, that there's the Mount Rushmore up here, which I would say John is among, those faces and those people. So
Right.
I know our audience will be excited to hear from you.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming on today. The name of the documentary, or the concert documentary, as you call it, is called You Got Gold, A Celebration of John Prine. And it is having its New York City theatrical. It's premiering on November 28th at the Quad Cinema down in the Village.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Seems like this film is long in the making. This was a two-night celebration of John Prine. In fact, it's called You Got Gold, A Celebration of John Prine at his favorite venue, right? Correct me at any time. The Ryman in Nashville was his favorite venue, and you have a two-night concert with a
Yep.
lot of luminaries that celebrate the music of your late husband.
That's
How
right.
was this ex How was that experience for you? Just
Oh gosh. Well, he passed, John passed in April of 2020, and we did try, well, of course, nothing could happen that year, but we did try to do this
Oh,
tribute in
right.
2021. But then the Delta variant came around and whipped us. So 2022 was the first time we could gather safely. And at that time, we had thousands of fans that came in from all over the country, in fact, outside of America too, that came to remember and celebrate John. And so it was, yeah, it was a joyous and bittersweet occasion, I think would be the best way to sum it up.
But as somebody, sure, but and I mean, it's got to be an incredible experience for you to see how many lives and musicians' lives in particular he's touched. But as his wife, you survived him, and I wonder if it catches up with you. Not to get too personal, of course, but I just wonder, as you're a producer on this project
Yes.
and of this whole thing, yet. The music and the memories and this is it something that you find that sneaks up on you at times?
Yeah, for sure it does. But I work with John's legacy every day. So we still run his record label and all of his publishing interests. We're very aware, as a family and within the companies, the legacy that John left for us. And so we've been working with it from almost day one. But yeah, sure, it catches up with me sometimes. But I'm, when you're under deadlines and budgets and everything, you really have to just shelve some of that. And so happily, I can do that. It's not always easy, but that's what needs to be done.
Well, no doubt you had some really good help.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But can you describe the process of the selection of the musicians that perform? I wrote every single one down, and I'm not going to read them all. It would take the majority of our time together, but I'm going to mention a few. And the follow-up question will be, how do you describe this, somewhat the selection process and how you can arrive at that? Because as many as there are, there's 100 times as many musicians who would want to be part of this or who have been influenced or inspired by John Prine. Brandi Carlile with Lucius and with other musicians as well. Of course, Bonnie Raitt, which is maybe the most emotional moment of the documentary
Yeah.
when she performs with Brandi. It's a beautiful moment. It had me in tears. Also, Steve Earle, the Milk Carton Kids, Bob Weir, and Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
I know.
He's in his 90s. Thank you for doing that.
Yes, of course. That was important.
Yeah, Valerie Junior. All these musicians by we play at this station. Nathaniel Rateliff and Valerie June, Kurt Vile, Alison Russell, and J.T. Nero, on and on and on. Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings. I mean, I could. Again, there's so many more. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
That had to be difficult.
Well, it was difficult because there were two nights of concerts And then each night we had 25 to 28 performers. So
Right.
altogether, there was just so much to choose from. I think one of the things that we tried to do in this film was to obviously celebrate John's life and his legacy and his songs. But in doing that, somehow also do some narration, even though it wasn't a deliberate written narration. We chose the songs that best represented different times and points in his career. And then there were just those performances that were just too good not to include, you know? I mean, they were all amazing. We had so many incredible musicians show up for that event over those 2 nights. So yeah, it was difficult, but I think we had in mind sort of a narrative, you know, that talked about, we wanted to talk about various aspects of John's personality and his songwriting. And so when we kept those in focus, then the performances just kind of slipped into place. But it was a lot. I mean, it was a lot. There was a lot of editing.
Oh boy. Yeah. And so you were not only overseeing much, I'm going to guess, of the actual two-night concert,
I produced it, yeah.
you produced it, I beg your pardon, but also the film itself you're a producer on. So there's that as well. How much hands-on are we talking? Because, well, first of all, just to take a step back to the concert, you know, obviously I just can't imagine. I know there's festivals and stuff, but these are like, were they one or two songs each, like that the performer?
No, they sang one song each.
One.
And that's why I said, I mean, we had 28 artists both nights.
Yeah, right.
So there was really only time for a song, and maybe, you know, some of them did a little personal, you know, we love
Right.
you, John, or whatever, but it was one song per artist.
On
And
and
then of
off.
course we interviewed all of the artists. So we had that talking head, as you called it. You know, we had those on camera interviews. So, and we didn't use all of those interviews, but we used, again, as many as we thought were necessary to create, you know, some kind of a cohesive story here about
A
this man.
framework.
Yes, a framework.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. And I just want to remind people that, and first of all, that I'm talking to Fiona Prine, who is a producer on the documentary You Got Gold, A Celebration of John Prine. It's having its New York City theatrical. I don't want to put you on the spot, but are you familiar with what's coming next for the film?
Sure. So we finished the film. I think it was finally finished at the beginning of July, late June, beginning of July. And then we sort of sat back a little bit and thought, well, what do we want to do with this? And an opportunity came up with the Abramarama, who, as you probably know,
Yep.
are very well known and well respected distributors of films like this and others across North America and, in fact, around the world. So yeah, that just seemed like the best next step for this film. We knew that we wanted it in theaters. That was something I knew from day one, because I knew that John and I loved to go to films together, and he loved a good music documentary. So there was no question in my mind that it had to go into theaters. And obviously, we will ultimately hope that it lives on a streaming platform, and we've all kinds of other conversations about how a broader and wider audience can get to see this. But yes, there is a theatrical run. It starts in New York on the 28th of November. It runs for a week at the Quad, and then it will go on to many, many other theaters across the country. And I'm not going to pretend that I remember them all, but
No.
if you would maybe
I'd be very impressed, though. Very
let your listeners know that we have a website, yougotgoldmovie.com. And that is being updated daily on new cities, etc. The one thing I will say is that where it's possible, and it makes sense for my other working life and other projects that I'm involved in, I will try to show up to as many of those screenings as I can, because I know that fans have questions, and I'm happy to be there and spend that time with them.
That's very lovely. And I'm going to assume there'll be a way you could, maybe through the website as well, where you could request a screening eventually, and your neck of the woods.
Absolutely. Yeah, we would love to hear from fans and from even those who are curious. We would love to hear from people about where they might want a local arts theater,
Right.
cinema, you know, where they can see this without having to travel.
Even some of the multiplexes do hold over smaller rooms for,
Yes, they do
let's,
sometimes.
yeah, for
That's
independent,
right.
more independent-minded films. And I just want to say, this is what's so beautiful about it. You mentioned 28 artists each night, maybe, so we're talking a large number, but people will enjoy the interpretation, how at one time they can not only interpret John Prine's songs in a unique way, but stay true to the meaning and the power behind
Sure.
those
Yeah.
songs.
I was really struck, I will say, I was really struck by how, without exception, everyone got the lyrics right. You know, it's not uncommon that when you're covering someone's song that there might be a fluff here or there, or there might be another word that's similar used. I mean, every one of them had every single lyric down, which was really a beautiful thing to witness. I mean, I will mention that a lot, if not most of the, if not all of these artists, they all opened for John at various times in their earlier
Wow.
careers. I mean, John was certainly of an older generation than many of them. And so, yeah, they all opened for shows. So they knew John, they knew these songs. And I think that's again what makes this so special.
Well said. I appreciate your coming on, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but what's your favorite John Prine song? I'm not going to ask you what your favorite John Prine song is, and nor would I ask you what your favorite from the film is, because that's ridiculous. But I will ask you, and if you need a moment, we're going to play one of his songs after this broadcast. So I would love it if it were your choice in this particular occasion, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, I think the one that immediately comes to mind is definitely one of my favorite songs, and it was John's favorite song that he wrote, and that's Far
Oh,
From Me.
Far From Me. Thank you for that. And thank you for coming on the Midday Show today. And I
Course.
wish you much success with the
Thank you.
documentary. And it's one last time. You got gold, a celebration of John Prine. And I see I neglected to mention, directed by Michael John Warren. We've got to give
Yes.
Michael props
Did
for making.
a wonderful job. Yes. And the whole team at Radical Media, I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
it's not an understatement to say that it wouldn't have happened without them. I mean, they really supported this whole project from day one. So
Brilliant.
that
Well,
was
thank
great.
you. All
Okay.
right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Please. Thank
Thanks.
you. Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Fiona. Bye-bye. 98.1 KZE.